A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o, Silver, the Lone Ranger. People of seven states thrilled to the daring action of a phantom figure of the plains who rode in the cause of justice. No one ever knew where he came from nor where he went when he completed his heroic deeds. But even today the cowboys gather around the campfire and tell stories of this famous masked man, of his heavy six guns with their bullets of silver, of his great white horse, the fastest the West has ever known.
Hi-yo, Silver!
Here he comes riding like the wind, blazing new trails in the West of old. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on! We must hurry on, boy! Hurry on, Silver!
Jim Murdoch was a wealthy man. He drew huge profits from the gold mine he owned, and out of those profits, he had built a large home standing on the edge of Grant's Canyon. As tonight's story opens, we see him with a visitor, Barney Holden, the man to whom Murdoch owed his present position. Holden has brought news from town.
So that's what Abe Jenkins planned to do with you, Murdoch.
Come here demanding that I help him out, huh?
Yeah. He claims that you and him owned the mine between you. Then you suggested that you split it, and each you take a section for your own and work it independent.
That's just what we done.
He's sore because your half panned out first rate while his wasn't worth a hoot.
Well, we both took the same risk, didn't we, Holden?
Sure. As far as he knows.
You don't reckon he suspects the truth, do you?
How could he?
Then why is he talking around town about coming to me for help?
He's desperate. That's why, Murdoch.
Yeah?
His wife is sick and his kid's half starved.
Ah.
He figures you could spare some grub and blankets without never missing them. So he's coming here to demand that same.
I see.
He said some pretty hard things about you.
Ah.
The worst of it is, Jim, most everyone in town sides with him.
It'd be tough if he ever did learn the truth about that deal.
I know enough law to know that he could make it downright tough for you.
I wish he'd move out in these parts. I'd pay him to do it.
Well, that'd be smart.
If he wasn't around here, there wouldn't be no chance of his ever learning the truth.
But he won't move away.
Maybe if I offered him some cash...
That'd only make him all the more suspicious. He suspects enough already.
Maybe so.
You offer him cash to move away after refusing him loans, and he'd know there was something funny about that gold mine deal.
It'd be worth a lot to me to have him out of the way.
Would it?
Yes, it... What do you mean?
Just that. Would it be worth a lot to you to get him out of your way?
You talk like you might have ideas.
Maybe I have.
I wouldn't want a murder on my hands.
That wouldn't be necessary, Jim.
It was you that schemed the gold mine deal in the first place.
It made you rich.
Maybe you got another smart idea.
Suppose I sort of outline it and see how you like it.
Yeah, suppose you do.
While Murdoch and Holden made further plans against Abe Jenkins, the man they'd already robbed, Jenkins was making his way to Murdoch's home.
As he approached the large house at the canyon's edge, he loosened the safety catch on his holster to make sure he could draw in a hurry.
If he's there alone, I'll make out all right. Hate to think of robbing a man, but I'd do more than that to see Martha and the kids warm and well-fed for once. Hope he's alone in there.
Who is it?
It's me, Abe Jenkins. Open up, Murdoch. I want to talk with you.
Sakes alive, Abe. What brings you out on this sort of night? Step inside.
I aim to.
Sit down by the fire and warm up. You must have had a hard trip from the valley.
Not as hard as going back will be.
How's that? It's downhill going back, ain't it?
Yep. Only I'll have a lot of things to carry when I go back. Murdoch, I'm here for some cash money, some grub, and some blankets.
Yeah?
Yes, and I'm going to get them.
Here, put down that shooting iron. What ails you?
Maybe you never faced a man that was driven to thieving by the sight of his wife and kids being cold and sick and hungry. Well, you're facing one right now.
You don't mean your folks.
Yes.
Gosh, I didn't know that.
Maybe you didn't. Maybe you thought I was fooling when I asked you to lend me some cash a while back.
Well, I ain't in the habit of lending money. But if it's grub and blankets you want, sakes alive, Abe, you're welcome to them. All you can carry. All a mule can carry.
A mule wouldn't eat the grub my kids have had to eat for the past week.
I'm downright sorry things are so tough.
Maybe you know why they're tough.
What do you mean?
You pulled a slick trick on me when you talked me into splitting the gold mine. That gave you all the land that was worth anything.
Now, Abe, you know that ain't a fair charge. I took the same chance you did. I didn't think your half would peter out.
No.
Of course I didn't. No more than I thought my half would turn out rich.
I can't prove nothing, so I'll shut up about the mistake I made. But I'm getting food and blankets.
Why, sure. Come on, Abe. We'll fix up a big bundle for you to take along with you.
I don't know what to make of you, Murdoch.
Why?
You're acting a darn sight different about this than I thought you would.
I ain't as bad as you tried to tell everyone I was, Abe.
How'd you know what I've been telling folks?
I hear things.
Maybe you heard me telling it around that I hope someday to prove that you knew half of the mine was no good.
No, I ain't heard nothing like that. There ain't no truth in it.
Maybe not. But what about that stuff?
Come on with me and you'll get it. Gosh, Jenkins, I'm glad to help you and your folks out.
Murdoch gave Jenkins the blankets and food he asked for, and he helped him to load them on a mule. Then, shortly after Jenkins had returned home with the provisions, Barney Holden hurried into the cafe in town with a startling announcement that he had found evidence of an attack upon Murdoch. The sheriff demanded further information.
How'd you know there'd been foul play at Jim Murdoch's place, Barney?
I went there just to spend the evening with my friend Jim, and the house showed signs of a terrible fight.
Gosh, where's Murdoch?
That's just it. The door was open wide with the wind howling through the house, and there was furniture upset and things busted and no sign of Jim Murdoch around anywhere.
Who went there?
How'd I know? I spent some time looking around the house, and when I seen what must have happened to Murdoch, I hustled back here to tell you.
Well, what must have happened to him?
Murdered.
Did you find him?
No, but you know where his house is.
Right at the edge of the ravine.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
There's a window looking out in the ravine, and that window was smashed.
Gosh.
Looked like someone had gone through it.
Then we'd be likely to find Jim at the bottom of the ravine.
That's what I'm afeard of, Sheriff.
Sakes alive.
Looked to me like a robbery.
Robbery and murder. Well,
who could have done it?
I got a blame good idea.
Who? Just name the man that killed my friend and let me at him.
Wait. Hey, Sam.
Come in, Sheriff.
Sam, you was telling me about Abe Jenkins early this evening.
Yeah?
What was he saying?
I remember him being mad about something.
Quiet, Barney. Go on, Sam.
Well, as I recollect, Abe Jenkins was vowing he'd make Jim Murdoch hand out the things he was needing.
Just so.
Abe Jenkins, huh? Why didn't I think of him? He's been sore at Jim Murdoch for a long time.
Yeah, a plenty sore.
But gosh, Abe wouldn't go that far, would he?
Why wouldn't he?
Ain't no telling how far a man would go when his wife and kids are cold and hungry.
But Abe didn't look to me like a man that'd do murder.
He was mad enough, wasn't he, Sam?
Seemed like he was.
Then he's the one to question.
Yeah. We look at the bottom of the ravine in the morning. We may as well call on Abe right now and see what he's got to say for himself.
If he's killed Jim Murdoch, then I want the personal job of dealing with him.
If he's done a murder, we'll see that the law deals with him.
Well, I'm betting Jenkins is plumb innocent.
That's the trouble. The jury will hear of all his hard luck and let him off scot-free.
Oh, no, they won't, Barney. It's one of two things. Abe done it or he didn't. If he didn't do it, he won't get arrested. If he did, he'll hang. No two ways about that. Come on, we'll go and call on him.
All right, sir. Come on.
Tonto, you heard all that?
Mm-hmm.
You remember what we heard about the way Jim Murdoch swindled Abe Jenkins?
Huh?
We came here to see if we couldn't get a square deal for the poor fellow.
That right.
Now it seems that he needs friends more than he did before.
Him, good feller.
I don't think he'd do what Barney Holden says.
You know plenty about that feller.
Yes, I do. Come on, Kemosabe. We're going to follow the lawman and hear what Abe Jenkins has to say.
The sheriff and Barney Holden, accompanied by a group of men, went immediately to Jenkins' home to question Abe. The Lone Ranger and Tonto followed them without being observed. And when the party arrived at the house, the masked man and his companion were in a position to overhear what was said.
We'll stay by this window, Tonto. We can hear what's said inside the place.
Not right.
A rap again, Sheriff. They must be to home.
Hey, ain't that one of Murdoch's mules tied there?
Looks like it.
Who is it?
The law. Open up, Jenkins.
Sakes alive, Sheriff. What's the trouble?
Want to ask you a few questions.
Not so loud. You'll wake the youngsters.
Been doing some cooking here, ain't you?
We just fed the kids and they went to sleep.
First time in weeks they had blankets enough to keep them warm.
Yeah? Where'd the blankets come from?
And Jim Murdoch gave them to me.
When?
Why, tonight. I went there and he gave me a pack of food and some blankets and loaned me a little cake.
That ain't true.
What?
You know blame well Murdoch don't give things away.
I never heard of him giving anything away in my life.
He don't.
But he did so.
You don't think I stole them from him, do you, Sheriff?
Never mind what I think right now. What happened while you were there?
Nothing. Why?
You have a row with him?
No. Nope.
Listen to him.
Jenkins, you was telling everybody that you'd get help from Murdoch or you'd know the reason why.
He was right glad to help me.
Wait. Let me ask something, Sheriff.
What's all these questions about, anyway?
Listen here, Jenkins. What else did Murdoch give you?
Well, he let me borrow a mule.
What else?
Nothing else. Look here. Jim Murdoch ain't going to you, Sheriff, and said I stole from him, has he?
He ain't come to me, no.
Then what's
Jenkins,
all his...
did he give you his gold watch?
Gosh, no.
Or that fancy diamond ring he wears?
No.
Then what are they doing there on your fireplace mantle?
Oh, how'd they get there?
Leaping snake.
Take a look, Sheriff.
I see him.
Name's Jim Murdoch's all right.
I didn't put him there. I don't know how they got there.
Sheriff, what's this mean?
You better come along with me, Abe.
For what? I ain't done nothing.
Take him into custody, boys.
No, no, you can't. He's told you the truth.
We'll investigate some more in the morning.
Investigate what?
The bottom of Grant's Canyon. That's where we likely find the body.
Body?
Oh.
Jim Murdoch's body.
Hold on, you don't mean... Sheriff, you ain't saying that...
Take him away, boys. Come on. He's to be held on a charge of murder.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. You will recall that in the first act of tonight's Lone Ranger drama, we learned that Murdoch and Holden cheated Abe Jenkins out of his share of a gold mine, now owned by Murdoch. Jenkins, reduced to poverty, appealed to Murdoch for food and blankets. These were given him. But shortly after Jenkins returned home, Holden announced in town that he had found evidence pointing to the murder of Murdoch. Jenkins was arrested, but the Lone Ranger believed in his innocence. That same night, he and Tonto rode to the bed of Grant's Canyon. We hear them as they halt at the spot where, according to Holden's story, Murdoch's body should be found.
Oh, that's a roll, boy. Oh, wait.
Place?
Yes. And it's mighty dark here, Kemosabe. Too dark to see very much. We'll have to do our best.
You got ID?
I don't think Abe Jenkins is guilty of the thing he's charged with.
You know Barney Holden.
I know enough about him to suspect that he might have framed Abe Jenkins.
That's right. Me take him look on the ground.
If Abe told the truth, then Holden put that watch and ring in his house just to make it appear that he'd killed Murdoch. I'll dismount and help you look around down here, Tonto. If anyone has fallen from the ledge above, we might find him before the sheriff.
That plenty long fall.
It's quite possible he'd have fallen into the water.
That's right.
The beach along here is mighty narrow.
Him fall in water, we not find him.
Stream is pretty swift. Might carry him down quite a distance. In that case, the lawman might convict Abe Jenkins without finding the body because of the difficulty of searching for it. They wouldn't need it to prove there's been a murder.
Not right.
Wait. What is it, Tonto?
Me hear splashing water.
If there were only more light down here, we could search better. I heard it that time, Tonto.
Something fall in water.
There's only one place it could fall from. That's up on top of the ledge.
Not right.
And if Jim Murdoch is dead, there wouldn't be anyone up there.
Maybe him not dead.
In any case, we're going up above and find out.
Plenty long way round.
We can make it before daybreak. Yep. Come on, Tonto.
Be ready.
Come on, Silver.
The masked man and Tonto could not find Murdoch's body. Instead, they were disturbed by loose stones falling from the direction of Murdoch's home above at the top of the canyon. And they made their way to the house to investigate. The scene changes now to the trail from town. It is the following morning, and the sheriff, accompanied by several deputies and Barney Holden, is riding toward Murdoch's place at Grant's Canyon.
Door's open just like you said, Barney.
Sure it is. I wouldn't have no reason to tell what wasn't true, would I?
We didn't find no sign of Murdoch at the bottom of the ravine.
That don't prove nothing.
The water could have carried him away.
Sure it could.
Should we go right in and search the place, Sheriff?
What do you think we come here for, to sit on the steps?
Yeah, I was only asking.
Right, Thunder, it looks like a clean-cut case again, Abe Jenkins.
The watch and ring showed he wasn't telling the truth.
Yeah. I reckon he figured we'd believe his story about Jim Murdoch giving him food and blankets. But it's too much to think that Murdoch would give him the watch and ring.
Guess so.
I'm sorry for Abe. He ain't a killer at heart. He just was drove to it by poverty.
Don't matter what drove him to it.
Maybe a jury will let him get away with murder.
I most wish they would.
Yeah. Of course, it'll look awful bad for the sheriff's record. Other counties would speak of this one as a place where they let men get away with murder.
He won't get away with it.
I don't blame you, Sheriff. You got your reputation to look out for.
Gosh, sure enough been a scrap in this house, ain't they, though?
Sure has.
There's the window at the rear. You see where I figured he went through?
What's beyond the window?
The ravine.
The house right on the edge of the ravine?
Well, no, there's 5 feet of ground there, but that's all.
Maybe Murdoch didn't go over the edge.
Oh, he went over all right enough.
How do you know that?
I looked out the window last night when I was here. Held a lamp up so as I could see out. I could see where the ground had been disturbed from him sliding over the edge.
We'd have a look outside.
Yeah, we can go right through.
Hey, what's this?
What you got there, Sam?
Looks to be a letter of some sort.
Let me see it.
It was thrown in the fireplace to burn. It looks like the wind come and blowed it out. You can see where it's charred.
Yeah.
What's it say?
Well, now this is downright interesting.
What is it, Sheriff?
Don't you know, Barney?
No, can't say as I do.
I'll just hang on to this for a time.
Yeah, but let me see it.
Nope. Come on. We'll get out that busted window and have a look at the ledge outside. Hey.
What's the matter?
There's Jim Murdoch on the ground.
What? Let me see.
Sure enough, there he is. Lying face down on the ground there.
Now, come on through this window. Maybe he ain't dead yet.
I don't see how he...
What's the matter, Barney? I thought you told me he wasn't here last night.
I didn't see him.
Sam, you take care of Murdoch. The rest of you stay here.
All right.
Barney, you was here after Jenkins left, wasn't you?
Yes, I... That is, I...
According to your own story, you was.
Yeah, I reckon so. Well,
you're the one said the house was all tore up like this.
Now, it seemed to me, Barney, that if you didn't see Murdoch there when you come here after Abe had left, it couldn't have been Abe that put him there.
How is he? Is he hurt bad?
No, wait a minute, Barney. You stay right here. Sam's looking over him. What'd you find, Sam?
Ain't nothing can be done for him now.
Gone?
Yep, he's done for.
Then Abe Jenkins done it.
I wouldn't be so fast as to say that, Barney.
But he must have. I reckon when I looked out the window last night, I must have been so excited that, well, I didn't see him. It was dark, you know.
Yeah, but you said you had a lamp.
Well, maybe I just missed seeing him. But what's the difference?
A lot of difference, Barney.
Well, I don't see what it is.
If Murdoch wasn't here when Abe left, then it couldn't have been Abe that done the job.
No.
That means it must have been someone else. Now, let me have a close look at him. The rest of you stay back there. Sam, you help me.
Yeah. Maybe we can find some more clues, Sheriff.
Maybe so. Something to go with that paper from the fireplace.
Hey, Sheriff's got something already.
Reckon I have.
What is it, Sheriff?
Jim Murdoch's hands closed tight on something here. I'm trying to get it loose.
What is it?
Now, don't be so fast about it. Let me find out for myself. He's holding on to something mighty tight.
Can you get it?
I'll get it. There. Shucks, ain't nothing but a button.
A button?
Yeah, looks like a button from a vest, a fancy one.
Sure enough. Say, Abe Jenkins don't wear buttons of that sort.
Abe Jenkins ain't even got a fancy vest.
Now, let me see. That might be a mighty important clue.
Eddie.
Hold on, Barney. You're wearing a fancy vest with buttons like this.
Yeah,
stand still there. Let me take a look.
Doggone. There's a button missing from Barney's vest.
That ain't my button, I tell you.
Now hold steady. Let me compare the two. By thunder, it's identical to the one that's on your vest. And here's threads still clinging to the bottom.
Do they match the threads in the vest?
They sure do.
I can't understand it. I didn't have no scrap of Jim
Murdoch. Shut up a minute. Let me think.
But I tell you, Sheriff, the frame up, I...
Keep an eye on it, boys, till I have another look at this hunk of paper Sam pulled from the fireplace.
Well, we got you covered, Barney. Just don't make no move till the sheriff figures things out.
This here paper, Barney, tells about you owing a sight of money to Jim Murdoch.
It ain't so. It ain't the truth.
It's a note promising to pay him $5,000.
I never owed no money like that. How'd I owe him such money? He never loaned money in his life.
Now, if you was here last night and found out Abe Jenkins had been here before you...
Oh, I was here. Listen to me.
Shut up and let the sheriff talk.
You might have found out that Murdoch did just what Abe said he done.
You mean Murdoch might have really give Abe food and blankets?
Sure he might have. Then Barney sees a chance to get rid of Murdoch. Throw the blame on Abe and burn this note so he wouldn't have to pay it.
Listen to me. I tell you, that ain't so. There ain't a word of truth in it. That note's a forgery. Let me see the name signed to it.
This your writing?
No, it ain't. I never wrote that.
I reckon a jury will have to decide that, Barney. This note shows the motive for you wanting to kill Jim Murdoch.
But I didn't, I tell you.
And him having tore a button from your vest, maybe as you was trying to push him through the window, eh?
I didn't. I've been framed, I tell you, framed. I didn't do it. Me and Jim Murdoch was the best of friends.
Well, there's Murdoch. Here's this note, here's the button, and there's your vest. Looks to me like we got more of a case again you... Then again, Abe Jenkins.
He ain't. Didn't he have the watch and ring? Didn't he have other things?
According to your own story, Barney, you was here after Abe Jenkins left. You could easily have stole the watch and ring and put him in his house.
When could I have done it?
After you got in there with me last night. Reckon we'll take you to the calaboose. We'll jail both you and Jenkins till we find out a few more facts.
Just 1 minute.
Hey, who's a mess, man?
I have something to say. Don't any of you make a move.
Look at them two guns. And there's an engine with him.
Where'd you come from?
Maybe them two killed Jim Murdoch.
Maybe they didn't. Go on, stranger. Speak up. I've been waiting for you.
Barney, there's just one man who can prove you are not guilty of murder.
Who's that?
I'm that man.
You?
I'll do it on one condition.
Well, name it. Just name it, that's all.
That you tell the truth and the whole truth.
About what? Who are you, anyway?
That's not important.
You better do what he says, Barney, or you'll swing as sure as shooting.
Tell the truth about last night.
What do you mean?
You and Murdoch planned to frame Abe Jenkins for a murder, didn't you? Murdoch didn't want Abe Jenkins to learn the truth about the gold mine. So the two of you plotted to get him out of the way.
Yeah, but
isn't that the truth?
I didn't have no part in it. It was all Murdoch scheming.
You mean Murdoch schemed to disappear and let you tell the story about Abe fighting with him so Abe would hang and be put out of the way?
That's right. All I was to do was to tell you about the fight here.
And to take the watch and ring and put them in the Jenkins home.
Yes, but I didn't have no part in the murder.
And why did Murdoch want Jenkins out of the way?
He was afeard that someday Jenkins might learn that I'd made a survey of the gold mine and told Murdoch that half was no good.
And was on the strength of that that Murdoch split the claim and gave Abe the worthless part?
Yes, that's the honest truth. Now you got to keep your word. You got to prove that I ain't guilty of a murder.
Me get feller up now. You stand up.
Murdoch ain't dead.
No.
He's roped and gagged. I didn't see that before.
It was done in such a way you couldn't see it, Barney.
But the sheriff. Sheriff, you knowed he weren't dead. So the deputies, they seen him close.
Sure, we knowed it. That masked man come to me last night and told how he'd seen Murdoch fixed in the ledge to look like a man fell over into the water down below.
No gang cut loose.
You squealer.
Murdoch, I didn't know it.
It was your scheme in the first place.
Shut up. Maybe you can save your hides by turning over what rightfully belongs to Abe Jenkins.
You see, Barney, as I told Murdoch last night, the stone from the ledge fell down below and brought Tonto and me here. We saw what you were doing and told the sheriff everything.
Yeah. And then during the ride here, I got a button from your vest and put it where it would look like I took it from the dead man's hand.
Framed.
As for that burned paper, the masked man put that in the fire.
Oh, that masked man. He's the one that's done it all.
Yep, he's the one. I reckon, Murdoch, the best way to catch a couple of rats to try to frame an innocent man for murder is to pull the same sort of tricks on them.
Oh, don't take us to jail. Listen, I'll give Abe half my claim.
Well, maybe Abe will settle for a half, and maybe he'll take it all. But whatever Abe wants, he's going to get.
We'll take him the news he's waiting to hear.
At the railroad. The cattlemen are making trouble there, and we're going to see what's going on. Hi-yo,
you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.